tourist was bitten by a crocodile after trying to take a selfie with it. Is there anything else you need to know? Exactly. So we check off easiest story of the year on this January 3rd. It'll get tougher, messier from here, but we're all rested, recharged from the holidays, right? 2017, bring it. We're ready. KSL News Time, 5:39. By the way, they stretchered the woman out with a bandage on her leg. Now we're done with the story. Mic drop, time for traffic. Brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a slow drive southbound I-15 between the I-80-201 interchange through Sandy at about the Southtown Mall. Some of the worst slowing is right at the south interchange into Midvale. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow. Sandy to the south interchange. The slowdowns we've had on I-215's west belt starting to break up. Now they start right about California Avenue, not quite to 4700 South. Still a little slow both directions on the 21st South Freeway between Redwood and Bangor Highway. Michelle?
The biggest slowdowns I'm seeing on the west side of the valley. On 5600 West, you're going to see slowdowns from North I-80 Interchange down through West Valley and then Bangor Highway. You're also seeing slowdowns from Salt Lake down through Kearns. Looking to Utah County, there's going to be some slowdowns both directions, I-15 through Lehigh, Mark.
Well, it looks like a real rush hour, I'm afraid, getting out of downtown. In fact, struggling through South Salt Lake, downtown, and up to the North Interchange and into Davis County. Going to break free, get slow again, Kaysville, up to Hillfield Road in Layton, and then even on I-215 at the north and still struggling. Before I-80, headed up towards Legacy Parkway as well. Do you suffer from migraines? Migraine Medical has your solution with a simple new FDA-approved procedure called Migraine Medical 801. 493-9811 or migrainemedical.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.